This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for July 2012. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
Proposed changes in British laws governing spacecraft could make microsat launches by UK hams possible.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, tonight in Auckland. First up tonight, it's presidential comment. Here's our president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I'd like to record my appreciation to those amateurs who took part in two significant contests earlier this month. The first of these was the NZART Memorial Contest over the weekend of July the 7th and 8th. Philip ZL2TZD and Paul ZL2CQ did a great job promoting this contest, and I believe as a result that the numbers participating are well up on last year. The IARU contest was held over the weekend of July the 14th and 15th, and has a high profile amongst our fellow societies, particularly in the Asia Pacific region. So thanks to Ken ZL1AIH and the team at ZM1A who put the ZL6HQ call sign on the air on CW, while John ZL1BYZ, David ZL1DK and Steve ZL1TPH were active on SSB with the ZL6HQ call. My thanks also to John ZL1BHQ who did much of the organising but wasn't able to take part as he's recovering from a small operation. While on the subject of contests, can anyone help with the whereabouts of the Sangster Shield? This shield was presented by Ralph Sangster in 1927, and although the contest is run every year, we no longer know what has happened to the original shield. If any of you can help with information on where the shield may have got to, this would be greatly appreciated. You could let me or Steve Heyman know. And if we haven't found it by the time of next year's contest, we are considering having a replica made. Coming up in August is another event, the 15th Annual International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, which is being held over the weekend of August the 18th and 19th. Over 315 registrations have been logged so far on the Lighthouse website at www.illw.net, and it's great to see at least four ZL stations will be active. There's still time to register your operation if you're planning on taking part. I'm sorry to report that yet another branch has gone into recess. With the passing of its last active member, John Rasmussen, ZL1AGA, at the end of June, Matamata Branch 44 has gone into recess, and HQ has received the files and paperwork relating to the branch operation. Regrettably, we have a number of branches around the country who are struggling to attract members and retain a viable operation. If you are one of those who does not often attend your local branch meetings, please keep in mind that your local club is only as strong as its members, so please do your bit to help support branch activities and keep your club alive and well. Remember too that if your branch is planning a junk sale or other significant activity, you are very welcome to make use of the NZART website to publicise upcoming events. Send an email to Alan ZL1AMW at webmaster@nzart.org.nz or drop a note to Debbie at headquarters with the details, and Alan will make sure it gets onto the NZART webpage. Bob ZL3TY advises that plans are underway to hold Westfest 2012 in Murchison on the last weekend of August, that's the 25th and 26th of August. Bob is looking for speakers for this event to tell us about what you're doing in ham radio. If you'd like to help, please contact Bob at zl3ty@nzart.org.nz. If you haven't been to Westfest before, it's an informal weekend with plenty of discussion of radio and ample time to socialise. If you're thinking of going, Bob would appreciate hearing from you as well. Well, enough from me this month. It's back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Well, it's just over 2 weeks now to the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Market Day on Saturday the 11th of August. The venue for the market day will be the Hamilton Table Tennis Club Rooms, Edgecombe Street in Hamilton. Vendors from 8 a.m, buyers from 10 a.m. Table space is $20 a metre prepaid and $25 a metre on the day. All inquiries to Market Day, P.O. Box 606 Hamilton, or email harcmday@nzart.org.nz. harcmday@nzart.org.nz. That's the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Market Day on Saturday, the 11th of August. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Not too much news from HQ this month, as I have been away moving house. It's amazing how disorganised one can get during this time. In the next couple of weeks, you'll be receiving your August break-in. Included with this issue will be the annual invoice for 2013. Take special care when disposing of your front wrapper, in case you throw this out too. Please remember that to be eligible for the $10 rebate, payment must be received by me on or before the 30th of November this year. It's also time for you all to start thinking who you would like to nominate for council elections, to be held in March next year. It's not too soon, so please consider it. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. For a look now at amateur radio news on the international scene, we join the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Some good news for ham radio space enthusiasts in the UK. Proposed changes in laws governing satellites launched from any United Kingdom entity could soon become friendlier. Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, reports.
A posting on the United Kingdom Space Agency's website has announced what is called the Reform of Outer Space Act 1986 consultation. These are a pair of proposals that, if enacted as written, could make United Kingdom CubeSat launches more ham radio friendly. The key aspect of the changes are proposals to waive the capped liability and insurance requirements for on-orbit operation of any satellite that meets the criteria of a CubeSat, also to remove the requirement for unlimited indemnity for satellite operators. The existing United Kingdom Outer Space Act imposes a heavy additional cost of up to 50,000 UK pounds or $78,300 every year on those wishing to launch small educational CubeSats. That additional cost has acted as a major deterrent, and to date, no such CubeSat has been launched. The United Kingdom Outer Space Act covers all UK satellites irrespective of size, this from those tiny low-cost educational CubeSats up to large commercial satellites that cost tens of million dollars to build and to launch. The UK Space Agency says that their response to the consultations are due by August 31st. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, kind of watching the skies from outside the newsroom here in Los Angeles.
By the way, a consultation in the United Kingdom is very similar to a notice of proposed rulemaking here in the United States. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W5TXR repeater, serving Schertz, Texas. As part of the celebration of the 2012 London Olympics and Paralympics, two flagship amateur radio stations will be active during the Games. The Cray Valley Radio Society will host England's Olympic celebration from the Royal Borough of Greenwich. This is home to many of London's events outside the main Olympic arena. The call sign used at that location will be 2 Oscar 1 2 Lima. A similar amateur radio celebration is happening in Barry, South Wales, where the call sign will be 2 Oscar 1 2 Whiskey. Both groups are looking to make as many contacts as possible worldwide during the Olympics. They will be on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from Wednesday, July 25th through Sunday, September 9th. The London station will be open to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the Welsh station from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Both are local times. Commemorative QSLs will be available for both operations. QSL information is online at www.2oscar12lima.com and www.2oscar12whiskey.com. Both stations hope to contact you on the air. July 4th saw AC0RA and OM3BD set yet another world distance record using the aging AMSAT Oscar 7 ham radio bird, this by breaking their own record set just 48 hours earlier. The new distance record is 7,903.55 kilometers, comfortably exceeding the previous contact over a path of 7,849 kilometers by 54.55 kilometers. OM3BD was in grid square JN88MF. He says that AC0RA once again woke up early and this time drove 150 miles to grid EN41AD. They had a 30-second contact at 0949 UTC to set their latest distance record. Recordings, pictures, and further information are online at tinyurl.com/A07DX record. Call this one Visual Morse Code from Space. This with word that the FITSAT-1 ham radio CubeSat will carry an optical communications experiment that aims to write in CW across the night sky using super high-intensity LEDs as a lighting source. FITSAT-1 will be carried to the International Space Station on July 21st, from where it will be deployed sometime in September. For more information, see www.uk.amsat.org/2037. Several more operations have been approved for DXCC credit. According to Bill Moore, NC1L, who is the ARRL Awards Branch Manager, these are the 9XOPY D-Expedition to Rwanda that ran from December 24, 2011 through January 7, 2012. Also approved are the S21YD Bangladesh operations for 1994, 1995, 1998, and 1999. If you have had cards for any of these rejected in the past, please contact Bill via email to bmoore@arrl.org to be put on the list for an update. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, at our new QTH in El Campo, Texas, saying 7-3, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. To Waro News, and it's welcome back and a very good evening to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. August is going to be a busy month for some of our Waro members. Firstly, the Hamilton Market Day is on Saturday the 11th of August, and as usual, WAOs will get together for morning tea while the OMs are enjoying themselves looking for bargains. All WAOs are welcome to come along and we'll gather around about 10:30 a.m. The annual 2-metre powder puff contest for the wider Auckland, Waikato, Coromandel areas will not be held this year due to a variety of circumstances, but we hope that it will be possible to hold it next year. Sorry about that. Next, there is the 32nd Alara HF contest, which will take place on Saturday the 25th of August and Sunday the 26th of August. You'll find the details in the latest Waro bulletin or on the Alara website, which is www.alara.org.au/contest. There's an urgent need for items for publication in the Waro page of the Break-In magazine. Page compilers Nairi ZL2UJT and Topsy ZL2LS would like to receive regular reports and photos from Waro Wales of activities in their NZART branches. A few lines from each member would be very welcome, and they can be sent off to waro@nzart.org.nz. We don't want to lose some of our Waro page because there's not enough content to fill the space allocated to us, so let's all make an effort to write and send off some information in the next month or so. That's all from Waro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's lineup, it's branch news time. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, we have just three items for the broadcast tonight, and we start with the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, which has its annual market day on Saturday, August the 11th, at the Hamilton Table Tennis Club Rooms in Edgecombe Street in Wittaroa in Hamilton. Doors are open to sellers from 8 a.m. and to buyers from 10 a.m. For more information, you can go to our website, zl1ux.tripod.com/market_day. That's zl1ux.tripod.com/market_day. Or you can email harcmday@nzart.org.nz. That's harcmday@nzart.org.nz. To Branch 63 Upper Hutt, which has a D-Star 101 training session that it'll be running for its members on Saturday the 4th of August, starting 10 a.m. at the club rooms. Now it'll run to 2 hours, covering the basics of D-Star, such as how to set up a D-Star transceiver, find out what a DV dongle is, and find out what you can do with a DV access point. Remember, this is open to current Branch 63 members only. For more information, see your club newsletter or contact Mark ZL2UFI. And finally, Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, August the 6th at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo in Lower Hutt. The topic is Remote Base Station Control. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Headquarters Info Line is a twice-a-month bulletin of news from NZART headquarters emailed directly to members. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin on the NZART webpage. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 26th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2012. Good night, everyone. Good night now.